Manuscript Releases, Volume 15. Mr. Number 1148. Ellen G. White and the Apocrypha, Audio. While Ellen G. White is not known to have quoted from the Apocrypha, there is some documentation of the early years which may be of interest in connection with a study of her relationship to it. James White, in his pamphlet, A Word to the Little Flock, in his first article entitled, The Seven Last Plagues, includes two references to the Apocrypha. Page 2. The seed is rotten under their clods, the garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. See Joel 1 verses 15 to 18, Jeremiah 30 verses 23 and 24, Daniel 12 verse 1, Habakkuk 3 verses 12 and 13, Zephaniah 1 verses 17 and 18, 2:10-13. Page 3. I will bring them, the saints, with a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, and smite Egypt with plagues as before. Etc. 2 Esdras 15:11. As he furnished scripture references to 2 Ellen G. White visions, incorporated in A Word to the Little Flock, he also incorporated some references to the Apocrypha. His explanation, which precedes the publication of the first vision, states, The following vision was published in the Daystar, more than a year ago. By the request of friends, it is republished in this little work, with scripture references, for the benefit of the little flock. A Word to the Little Flock 13. At the bottom of pages 15 and 17 there are references keyed to the E. G. White text, one reference to 2 Esdras 2:43, page 15, and the other to 2 Esdras 2:19, page 17. It is clear that James White saw some similarities between what Ellen White wrote and some things he had read in Esdras, and so used these references as he did scripture references which he says he supplied. The hidden book in a report signed by three early believers reference is made to the hidden book as Ellen White uttered certain words in vision. Here is the account. At another time at a meeting held at Brother Curtis in Topsham, Maine, she was taken off in vision and arose to her feet, took the large family Bible from the table, and held it on her hand some time at an angle of 45 degrees, and said the hidden book was not there. When someone asked if the Apocrypha was not in the Bible, Brother Curtis remarked it was not. She talked some time about the hidden book. No one knew but Bro. Curtis family that the Apocrypha, was not there. Mrs. S. Howland, Rebecca Howland, Winslow, Francis Howland, Lunt. In the report of a vision given to Ellen White at Oswego, New York on January 11, 1850, and carrying a copying date of January 28, 1850, Ellen White makes a reference to the hidden book. Her description of what was shown to her in the vision contains many items, and as on file comprises 4¼ typewritten pages. Near the close of her statement we find these words. All who keep the commandments of God, will enter in through the gates into the city and have right to the tree of life and ever be in the presence of that lovely Jesus whose countenance shines brighter than the sun at noonday. I then saw the word of God pure and unadulterated, and that we must answer for the way we received the truth proclaimed from that word. I saw that it had been a hammer to break the flinty heart in pieces, and a fire to consume the dross and tin, that the heart might be pure and holy. I saw that the Apocrypha was the hidden book, and that the wise of these last days should understand it. I saw that the Bible was the standard book that will judge us at the last day. I saw that heaven would be cheap enough, and that nothing was too dear to sacrifice for Jesus, and that we must give all to enter the kingdom. The full meaning and significance of the G. White statement of 1850 is not clearly seen. It should be observed that Ellen White makes no reference to the Apocrypha at any time in her writings in the subsequent 65 years. If what we have is a correct copy of what she wrote, and at times there is some uncertainty as to the accuracy of some of the statements bearing these early dates, and no time subsequent to that, did she have occasion to call the attention of the Church to the Apocrypha to urge its reading or to explain its significance? This being the case, our counsel would be to give the matter a minimum of attention. Surely the silences in her published writings on this subject carry significance.